തത് സവിതു വർണം ഭർഗോ ദേവസ്യ ധീമഹി ധിയോ യോണ പ്രചോദയാത്. ലെറ്റ് അസ് മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദ എക്സലന്റ് ഗ്ലോറി ഓഫ് ദ ഡിവൈൻ ബീയിങ് ഹു ഇലുമിനേറ്റ്സ് എവറിതിങ്. മേ ഹി ഗൈഡ് അവർ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ്. അഗ്രേ വ്രതപഥം വ്രതം ചരിഷ്യാമി തത്കേശം തസ്മേ രാദ്യതം ഇദമഹ മണുതാത്യസ്മാമി. ഓ ദോ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ലാർഡ്, ഓ പ്രൊട്ടക്ടർ ഓഫ് ഹൗസ്, ഐ എം ഡിറ്റർമിൻഡ് ടു മാസ്റ്റർ മൈ ലോയർ സെൽഫ്. ഔ സേഫ് അൺ ടു മീ ദ റിക്വയർഡ് സ്ട്രെങ്ത് ആൻഡ് മൈ മേക്ക് മൈ എഫേർട്ട് ഫ്രൂട്ട്ഫുൾ. ത്രൂ ദൈ ഗ്രേസ് ലിവിംഗ് അൺട്രൂത്ത് മേ ഐ റിയലൈസ് ട്രൂത്ത്. I will today read two letters from Swami Nisheshananda. One is dated 27 January 1985. My dear, love and best wishes for a happy and prosperous new year to you, wife, children, parents and friends. Trust all are doing well. I am all right. Our celebration went off well. On 14th October 1984, numbers 35 and 37 have a combined lawn. Now as we have removed the intervening hedge half, two tents are erected and 1,000 chairs placed. All were filled. The Swamis of the Independent Ramakrishna Center and 8 others came from Durban, 5 from Johannesburg, 2 from Cape Town, 3 from Zambia and 30 from the Zimbabwean city of Kwekwe and Baliavo were present. Some of the important visitors spoke well. We did a havan before the speeches commenced. Lunch was served for over 2,500 people in the spacious Hindu hall about a mile away. Transport was provided for those who came from outside Harare. Such visitors were kindly accommodated in different homes. I accompanied the Durban group to Kwekwe and Bulawayo. In each place they sang and spoke. They visited the Victoria Falls and stayed for a night there. Then they left for Durban. I stayed in Bulawayo and left for South Africa on 21st October. After my usual tour, I returned on 30th September 1984. One devotee brought me in her car along with another person who finishes a BA in art, painting, etc. In one year more, they stayed here, did some study and left for Johannesburg on 14 January 85. Then I had to correct proof sheets of the 7 year we are bringing out. I am now free to reply to nearly 40 letters which came during my absence. I am sorry I could not acknowledge your card and letter earlier. Glad to know that your parents are with you. They can look after the children while both of you are working. Your daughter should be around 5 now. I still remember how your wife suffered for a few days after she was born because of the few cuts the doctor gave. I am in touch with the other friends. If I get my next visa soon, I will leave for South Africa, and after the usual visit to different cities there, I return by about April middle. Age is showing its sign on me. I am now 86. If God wants me to travel, He will give me the needed strength. With love and best wishes again, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will read another letter of his. Unfortunately, the date is not available on this letter. My dear, love and best wishes for your family and friends. Hope all are doing well. If you think it is worthwhile, please send this letter to other friends. My eyes, ears are only about 50% effective. My balancing power in walking is 20%, quite unreliable. Seeing this difficulty, our committee has purchased a wheelchair. Someone has to push it. My movements are thus restricted. Our annual function falls on 15 September, a day after I commence 93. No one can expect usual programs from an age frame like this one. Its thinking is fairly reliable. I have returned to the headquarters, and the only man they could select was one Kirti Dananda, who was previously assistant to me over 30 years back when I was editing Prabuddha Bharata. Taking this as a good background, they sent him here about 6 months. When I met him at the headquarters, the general secretary and the assistant secretary and the new Swami spent only 4 minutes with me. His mind had already been poisoned by somebody, so he demanded that out of the 4 houses which I have got in a row, one whole house should be left at his disposal. I agreed. I added that it had 10 rooms. The problem of cleaning them had to be solved. He said, devotees will clean. I have no devotees. I did not think of devotees as cleaners who will leave their houses and business just to clean my buildings. So I told the general secretary to authorize him to initiate people just to become cleaners. I never initiated anybody, and even now I am not, if I want to. Then I told him that there is trade union law making it difficult to have a paid cook, or this will involve further demands from the ministry. He must have got offended, so remarking, he will cook his meals himself. He turned his back on me, thereby cutting off any further talk. So I kept the next house unoccupied till his coming. The ticket return year was sent to him from here, from South Africa. There I had got a fixed deposit of 70,000 rand called Vivekananda Fund. So he came via Mauritius and Johannesburg. At Johannesburg, he saw our spacious Ramakrishna hall, which can seat about 1,000 chairs and a spacious platform. He saw the committee and told them he would gladly recommend the hall to be taken by the headquarters. Adjacent to it, in the same compound of 6 donated and connected plots, there is a beautiful temple. Members of the committee who were helping to collect funds about 25 years ago belonged to different organizations. They refused to put Ramakrishna image in addition to the hall. The priest of a friend suggested a compromise to put a marble image of Radha Krishna. Our new Swami told them to manage the temple themselves. The image was not Ramakrishna's. With this background, he came here, and to his surprise, he found the main house, Pai Roads Avenue, occupied by President from 1963. He turned over 80, not working as she did before, and earning a salary and adjacent to it my quarters. Beautiful carpet hall with a nice shrine, a fiberglass excellent statue of Ramakrishna, life-size and painted well. Nearby is another shrine erected on a table donated by somebody when I had little other possessions. It contains our big library of over 1,000 books, a cooking section with electric stove and 2 sets of bathrooms, one inside and one outside. This is not his expectation of a Ramakrishna, normal Ramakrishna type of ashram with a bell ringing for breakfast and meals, a paid cook, a gardener, and so on. Till I make such an arrangement, following what he calls the norm, he has nothing to do with me, so I sit here waiting for the best. On 15, there will be a big tent, 200 seats, all hired. He will probably take the chair and speak, and when he finds a lecturer from South Africa as one of the duly initiated lecturers of the day, he might refuse to attend altogether. Because of these little problems, I am not in a position to keep computer and printer. I thought of putting them in 37. It is spacious enough to keep the printing set and the new Swami, who is a book writer. To my knowledge, he delivered a lecture in the Cultural Institute on Mother Worship long ago, and they printed it. I told him one day when I met him that he can write more books and we will make arrangements to publish them. I thought this computer and printer would serve this purpose well, as I am too old to write myself. He is the next hope. I had to think afresh after he has seen our annual function. Then he will see the right prospects of further lectures and writing. Computers and the printing machine are valuable assets, especially when God has brought the preaching and book writing man to take over from me. The man has already come, but the mind is not set in this direction at the present. We have a fixed deposit in the post office, 13,000 dollars. The maximum the government allows now up to 10% per annum. That means around $13,000 every year coming at a recurring interest. Last week, our treasurer gladly agreed to spend half of this interest, that is $6,500, for scholarship annually for deserving boys and girls. This is the first step in making a trust for our funds, our properties, which fetch a modest rental. I am searching for a suitable lawyer to do this service for us. You are willing and capable, but so far off, and our properties are here. God must be enjoying the fun of how we are going to manage the numerous friends, funds, and landed properties. We will ask him to do it himself in his own way. Our ways are tentative. His will is final. He gave us all these properties and funds in these African areas in the last 30 years and odd. If he wants, he can do it in a flash. With this hope, let me bid you farewell. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasendriyarvya buddhyotmanava prakrite svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayaneyet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all that to the Supreme Divine Narayana. Thank you.